Students gathered around a large conference table inside the Congressman's Larkin Exchange office in Buffalo. He met with them for nearly 2 hours. These students have been inspired to call for gun reform launched by teen survivors from the Parkland, Florida school shootings.
The main thing is to engage conversation for politicians to know what their constituents are thinking, and for us that are new voters in the upcoming midterms to know what our politicians are thinking as well.
Clarence High School junior Akhilesh Ramakrishna.
The why is the most important thing. It's not what you do, it's why you do it. If we just have that vision, we're not fixed on the solutions, we're fixed on just getting there.
The students insist they're not asking to take away a citizen's Second Amendment right, but they are looking for reforms when it comes to assault weapons.
We are not trying to take your guns away, but we are trying to inform you about what this debate is actually about.
But their call for gun reform is generating some backlash.
I have gotten actually quite a lot of backlash about it.
East Aurora High School seniors Georgia Vanderwater and Anya Engel have experienced some difficult interactions in their gun reform fights.
I think a lot of times people who oppose these types of issues are really just looking to insult you.
Walking down the street, you just need to avoid it, but other people will come up directly to you to talk about it. And it's a matter of keeping your cool and just saying, we are working for a progressive future.
The students were pleased Congressman Higgins is supporting their effort. He encourages the students not to give up, saying there will be no gun reform if lawmakers don't feel the pressure.
Weapons of mass destruction are assault weapons. They're designed to kill people very quickly and in large numbers. They're not used for hunting. They're not used for any sporting activity.
Western New York teens have created Students for Action and will host a forum Saturday at St. Paul's Cathedral on Pearl Street in Buffalo at 1:30. Higgins will participate. But Congressman Chris Collins refuses to attend.
The only statement we've gotten was the one saying the radical partisans have co-opted the Parkland tragedy. But I think his thing is that we're just puppets in this big orchestration and we're just trying to push our political agenda.
Students for Action have called out Collins in a short Twitter video.
Congressman Collins has reinforced his lack of responsibility and credibility.
A spokesperson from Congressman Collins' office, Sarah Minkle, issued a statement saying Collins will not play into a partisan trap. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
And we need a congressman.